I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're talking to one of the Knoxville baseball players, and it is Luke Rosenboom. Luke, good to talk to you. Wish you would have been under better circumstances after the loss to Bondurant Farrar, but I guess just your thoughts on, you know, how everything went. Coach, just over here in the huddle, said, overall, pretty good day, pretty good approach to everything.
Yeah, absolutely. We've come a long way this year. That's I think they're ranked eighth in their seeding or whatever, and they're ranked first, they're seeded first in their district. So coming out and letting them put up four runs and against one of our one or two pitchers was pretty impressive.
Let's talk about you. You have been out in left field, and you have taken hold of that. And I think, Luke Rosenboom, left field, works pretty well.
Yes, I'm loving it. I'm seeing it well and throwing it to home. I've gotten a couple assists this year, which has been great.
What's that like, gunning a runner down from left field, knowing that they're coming home and you just took away a run?
Well, when I see it happen, I'm honestly hoping they're going home because that gives me a chance to shoot it and gets my adrenaline going every time.
Let's talk about, at bat. Coach has been saying, if get a little stronger, maybe some of those triples turn into home runs and everything. What's that mean to you that Coach really believes in you, even though, at times, you don't have the best nights at the plate all the time?
Yeah, I agree with him completely. Had a couple triples, couple ground rule doubles this year that I want to turn into homers and triples and doubles consistently because that would help the team out a lot.
I know this year has been a lot of ups and downs, but I know, just talk to you and the rest of the guys, you're never glad things go wrong, but you were glad that you had struggles because last year it just seemed so easy for everybody.
Yes, last year we had those seniors who could hit a homer when we needed them to, and this year we're going to have to scrap around. We're going to have to play small ball, and so losing and having those struggles is going to make us want to work harder as a team, and I think we'll have a lot of success next year.
14 wins. Coach has put that 15-win carrot in front of you. I know you got Oskaloosa coming up. Hopefully, you get that 15, but, you're wanting more than 15. You want to go 16, yeah. 17 all the way through.
Yeah, it'd be great if we could sweep Oski, but the bigger picture right now would be Winterset, so we're really hoping as a team we can get past them and see how far we can make it.
Let's talk a little bit about Winterset. I know making you kind of look ahead, but Friday is, that day that, everybody's record kind of goes to 0-0. Yep. You played them earlier. I understand you saw their 1-2. So how much confidence or advantage do you think you have knowing that you'll probably be pitching your 1 or 2 or whoever out there?
Yeah, they haven't seen our 1 or 2, and we've seen theirs. So that gives us confidence as a team, and I think confidence is going to play a big part in the start of this game because if we can get up early, I think we can continue that.
And what do you know about Winterset? Coach said that they're very athletic, very speedy on the bases.
They are. They had a couple guys when we played there that could bunt and get down to first pretty quick, and they were bunting for hits quite a bit, and they have guys throughout the order who can get the ball in the gap. So I think we just need to look at that, and we can adjust accordingly, and I think we will do great on Friday.
Talking to Luke Rosenboom, member of the Knoxville baseball squad on KNIA Kevlar. You play with your cousin Brady, who's kind of a goofball sometimes. Yeah. He was actually wanting to join this interview, but I said, hey, your turn will come. Yeah. But what's that like playing with him and, kind of growing up with him and, kind of being, on the golf team and on the baseball team?
It's been a lot of fun. He's been like a brother to me since we've been growing up. So watching him have success and him watching me have success has been fun. We can talk about it in and out of the game. And actually, he threw a great game tonight and let them only put up 4 earned. And I thought he did great. We had a couple errors that let those runs in, so maybe it wasn't 4 earned. But it's been fun to watch him, and I am glad I can get to play the game with him.
And, a couple more years with him. So, you guys will kind of grow with each other. And hopefully within a couple of years, maybe you have the chance of, making a deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be great. Me and him, we've been talking about that. We want to see what we can do our senior year. We have quite a young team this year. And our senior and even next year, I think we can make a run.
The only senior, Dakota Ramsey, was honored Tuesday night before the game. what has that guy meant to this team? He's just such an amazing kid that, you know, all the things he does.
He really is a great kid. He, like our coach said in the huddle, he's getting up early, working, coming, playing baseball, going home, going to sleep, and repeat. So it's pretty cool to watch and have that kid as a role model for everyone. I think it's actually going to help our team in the future because they're going to see someone, Dakota, that senior, who was a great role model, and we can follow in his steps.
I got to ask, is your dad okay after chasing wasps around?
He's doing good now. I got there as soon as he got up after the fall, and he said he was having a headache, but it was a pretty funny video, so if you guys go watch that on Facebook, you'll get a good laugh.
He posted that himself, so you know, obviously, you know, Tony likes to do stuff like that, but you know, chasing wasps.
He didn't enjoy that one.
That was a long fall for him.
All right, as we wind it around back to baseball, you know, what would be the you know, something that this team is going to go for? Maybe a goal next you know, week or so, as hopefully the season doesn't wind down, but eventually it will.
Yeah, well, our ultimate goal would first of all get past winter set, but I think if we come and play how we did tonight, we were pretty high energy, pretty positive all the time. If we can do that, I think that's good as a team going into next year, because we see if we battle and we play small ball and we have energy no matter ups or downs, I think that's going to help us a lot in the beginning of the next upcoming season.
All right, Luke, good to talk to you again. And, you know, you've had a great season at left field, and let's, you know, keep it going.
Thank you very much.
That's Luke Rosenboom, a Knoxville baseball player. More from the Radio Sports page after this on KNIA KRLS.